Thank you all for joining us once again on the Delco Young Democast. My name is Mike DeEva. It is awesome to talk to you guys again. We have a special treat joining us today, Mr. Chris Domingo from the Broad Street Line podcast. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. We are doing a little bit of cross promotion here with the Philly Podcast Fest. I know we've been talking about it a ton on our show. I'm sure you guys have been talking about it on your show as well. Since we're actually on the same day here, June 24th. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the show you do?
Well, we've been doing our podcast for almost 8 years. It started from humble beginnings, from Ethernet cables and cell phones with minute limits.
Now
we actually have a real microphone, Wi-Fi. But generally, this has come off of me and my co-host, Roy Burton. We both worked, he still works, but I worked at Temple University.
Okay.
And just countless hours of just talking on, hence the Broad Street Line, about just sports and and music. So that's where we came up with the name, the Broad Street Line. We always said if we ever got remotely famous, we were going to get sued. But if we do get sued, that means we're doing something good.
Exactly.
So we've been doing this for 8 years. We've had a bunch of really good guests. We've had like guys like Ron Jaworski on, Ray Dittinger, the late Steve Sable from NFL Films.
Okay.
If you're a wrestling fan, we've had Jim Ross on.
Oh man.
Yeah. So we've had a bunch of really good guests, and we also were in the semifinals for the 97.5 Win Your Own Show contest.
Oh,
so
cool.
We almost got there. And then late 2016, we started doing an actual show on FM radio for 106.5 WPPM. It's a very low frequency station. It's set in Center City. So probably like a 5 mile radius. So we've been doing that for probably a year and a half. So we have a pretty good amount of experience talking about sports and pretty much everything under the sun. So
nice. Nice. Yeah. And I was saying just a minute ago, before we started recording that, we don't talk a ton of sports here on the show. Every now and then, if we have like a candidate come in, we can talk a little bit about the Phillies or something like that. But, it's interesting to see kind of living in Philly and the Philly area and having, the Eagles be so at the forefront of like the socially conscious stuff that's been going on the past couple of years.
Yeah, for better or worse, the current administrative regime, I'll call them that, have kind of put sports in front of their agenda.
Yeah.
And I think that, and obviously that's purposeful. And I think that has a lot to do with basically people being jealous of professional athletes, just with the money they make and the standing they are, and they really feel like they haven't. I really feel a lot of these people don't feel they've earned it. Like, they're not working an 8-to-5 labor union job. Like, I mean, it's a lot of these people that feel like, and money has a lot to do with it. I mean, people struggle, and they want to be entertained, and they want their athletes basically to shut up. But I mean, if you have someone calling you out and calling you SOBs, I mean, like, I really feel like you don't have much of a choice but to retort or clap back.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I think you're right. You're dead on there that people just want kind of gladiators, and they don't necessarily want to hear what they're thinking, and kind of discounting that these are actual people with actual thoughts and feelings. There's always like feel good stories. I think there was just like the lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs or whatever that just got a doctorate degree. So like people love hearing that stuff. But when somebody's talking about, Black Lives Matter, then, you just want them to shut up. This is interrupting my Sunday.
No, because honestly, like, sorry to get all like political, I know, but I mean, of these people.
This is the place for it, man.
A lot of these people feel like these athletes don't, like, feels like people shouldn't be complaining about anything except for them.
Yeah.
It's kind of the irony of everything. It's like, you should shut up and dribble, but you're the one bitching and complaining constantly. So, I mean, like, which one is it? Like, it, it, like, is, is the country really off the rails or is it not? Or is it just off the rails for you?
Yeah. Is it that you don't want to hear anybody complain or that you don't want to hear black and brown people complain?
Yeah, like, no. Like, I mean, that really is the crux of this. And that's why the Eagles thing was very interesting because, I mean, the Philadelphia area is it's a melting pot of pretty much everyone. Oh, yeah. That includes political affiliations. I mean, we could say, like, I mean, like, the work you guys are doing is great, but I mean, Delaware County is it's always historically been a predominantly Republican area.
Yeah, so, we're working on that, but yeah, that's definitely the way it's been.
Like, I mean, I live in Center City, so it's a very like inclusive, like it's a very diverse pocket. So I don't have to worry about that. But I mean, there's a lot of areas that aren't diverse and yeah. that don't want to hear these things. So that's why, like, to see like the city, just in its entirety, celebrate this team and kind of like, even if they have a complaint with someone's like kind of protest, or I don't even want to call it a protest. It's just like, I don't know. Like, it's not even like party affiliated. It's right or wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why, like, to see people even for a few months just rally around one thing and just forget about all the stuff that's going on was really cool.
Oh yeah, definitely makes me feel like I'm okay watching football again, even, you know.
Yeah, no,
and then we'll start working on the head injuries next, but.
Yeah, no, even though that, like, that league, I mean, like, it's one of those things where you love the team but hate the league. I mean, because that league just is, I mean, like, we talked about it on our show, it's like they basically did kiss someone's rear end, and they got a retort saying, you didn't do enough, you know, like, because yeah. that was someone kowtowing to someone's agenda.
Yeah.
Because most of these owners want to be acknowledged by this president, and they're doing as much as they can with trying to appease their clients, like, I mean, their employees, but at the same breath, trying to do that. It really is like you're going to piss someone off, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, that's kind of, you know, when you wade into political stuff, somebody's going to end up upset. That's just kind of the way it works. But, you know, if that's what you want, you can't kind of like have it both ways. Like,
No. You got to live with one side or the other. And I would prefer to be on the right side.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go on that tangent. It's just it's just one of these things where, like, I mean, it's like people say, like, I mean, if the, like, I don't want politics in my sports, but if the biggest politician on the planet is talking about sports, how can you not bring it up? That's one question I still haven't had answered.
Yeah, and I mean, it's political from the start, between playing the anthem at all, which is not generally something they do at other in other countries.
And also, can you explain to me, Mike? Well, because I mean, I've been in America for a long time. I had, like, before this, I had no idea the national anthem was that big of a deal. I really didn't.
No idea.
Because for all I know, I've been to a bunch of football games and I've seen a lot of people getting beer and going to the bathroom during it. So I mean, it's just when you call people out on that, they just like, I mean, it's one of those things where if you come with facts, they're just gonna say, and just like walk away. But if you, like, that's why, like at this point, I think just talking about this stuff with like a lot of people is pretty fruitless. That's why I really respect what you guys are trying to do.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But, you know, I actually talked with my sister's dad just back on Tuesday. He's got Flyer season tickets, and I was talking to him about, you know, when they did the anthem at my sister's high school graduation. I was talking with him about, you know, what they do for the Chicago Blackhawks, which is literally they stand there and scream the entire time that the anthemist is doing the song. But he looks at me and he says, at least they're standing up. So, like, that's the mindset.
All right, so if you stand up, that's appropriate. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad I got that affirmation.
Yeah, you can have your hand down the front of your pants or whatever, but as long as you're standing up, that's the important part.
Or just sucking down a beer, but as long as you're standing, you're good.
Yeah, yeah, truly.
Or just standing up, not even putting a fist up, because I know people had a problem with Malcolm Jenkins, like, putting his fist up. It's the concept of protesting. Like, they don't want, like, if these people believe you have, you, like, even though it's America, you have, oh my God, dude, you've got the bomb, most bomb.
The kicks?
Yeah. Did you buy those on retail? Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, sorry about that. Sorry, man. I got caught up on the street.
It's all good. It's all good. But yeah, it's like, you know, it's almost like protests are designed to be at inconvenient times and places so that they make people think. Like,
yeah. But the problem is these, like, it's not making the other side think. It's just making them angrier.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, because one, everyone is so in their corner, and they're not. Like, regardless of anything, that any fact that comes out, it's just they're just unwilling to see the other side. And that's unfortunate, because I mean, like, there was a time when you could, like, know someone with varying opinions and it was okay. And
yeah.
Right now it's not.
Yeah, I know you said a minute ago before we started recording that you were you considered yourself politically an independent. So I mean, you know, have you found it's that at least you guys can have the game in common when it's somebody that you disagree with, or is it kind of started blocking up?
No, because I'm just anti this president.
Oh, okay.
and I grew up in an area where they love this president. Mm. They really do.
You know, a lot of people did, but you know, it's. Oh man, I don't
sorry,
know.
Sorry, man.
No, it's beautiful.
I wasn't like planning on like going this route.
No, it's beautiful. I don't know if the next question is going to be more or less depressing.
Ask it.
Where's LeBron end up?
Los Angeles, unfortunately.
LA, you think? All right.
No, I believe that this regime, regardless of what happened or didn't happen with Brian Colangelo, like, they weren't going to get LeBron. I've always said that. A championship with the Lakers just means so much more than a championship with any other team,
yeah.
especially for the Lakers that have been down for a while. And I think LeBron at this point isn't ring chasing. I think he's looking at the quality of the ring. Like, if you want a ring with the Lakers, he'd be pretty much immortalized. And unfortunately, he would not be immortalized if he won a ring with the Sixers.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if somebody did it, they would be immortalized here. But if you're looking for nationwide,
I think, like, it's a different kind of immortalization. I don't even know if that's a word.
Yeah, we'll go.
But I mean, yeah, but I mean, I think, because right now I have a feeling the Sixers aren't going to get any free agents, but like in the next couple of years, because people say, oh, wait till next year. They're going to have to think of a plan B, like make a trade for someone that isn't considered a superstar and hope that your players develop into superstars. So, I mean, like, it's going to really be interesting in the next couple of years. And it's like, I mean, like, right now, it's like, this is what you tanked for years for. It's like, I mean, now it's like, this is, tanking was easy, and being 50 wins was easier. But this is the hard part, is making that leap. And a lot of teams don't make that leap.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really going to be interesting to, like, see what happens. And, like, I don't know. I don't know, because in politics, life, and sports, I'm a very bipartisan sports fan. I see all points. Like, I'm not a hinky disciple, and I'm also not one of those old man haters either.
Man.
So I mean, like, I like to see Lema. I'm an independent sports a Sixers fan.
That's probably the best way to do it, man. All right, cool. So yeah, where can people find your show, and where can people find your stuff online?
Okay, all right. You can find just search the Broad Street Line on Apple Podcast, on Spreaker. You can find my co-host. He's the GM of this. Like, I really am just like the assistant to the assistant regional director.
You know,
you can find him. He's Roy Burton at the BS Line, and you can find me, Chris Domingo at SKD215. Also, you can listen to our show on FM radio if you're going to the Produce Junction or wherever you're going in Delaware County, 10 a.m. called Broad Street Line. It's on WPPM 106.5 FM on Saturdays. And then if you want, you could check us out 24th at 2 p.m. before you get all your political Delaware County love. You can check us out at 2 o'clock and we have the open invite to I'm gonna buy anyone a drink who says they're here to see the BS line. And you know what? I'll extend that to anyone who comes to see you guys. I'll buy them a drink.
Oh, man. That is that's dangerous. You can have some of my co-hosts hitting you up. But, no, that's awesome. Yeah, you guys are going at 2 o'clock. We're going to be at 4 o'clock all on Sunday, June 24th, up there at Tattooed Mom on South Street. It's going to be an awesome time. And, you know, we're going to try and make sure everybody who comes to see us hangs out and make sure that they come to see all the other great shows that are happening that day, including you guys over at the Broad Street Line.
Great, Mike. Thanks a lot for having me.
All right, no, man. Thank you. We'll see you then.
See you, man.
All right, take it easy.